We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour number two, good afternoon, upstate. It's a beautiful day in South Carolina. Oh, yeah. What's the deal with this South Carolina quarterback battle? And why do I think Luke Doty has a low-key shot to win this job by week one? Oh, boy. Let's go to the phones. You are on ESPN Upstate. It is the Rob Brown Show.
Oh, no, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
Yeah.
Okay. They're gone. You know, I think that was TVJohnny.net, Johnny Dang Jewelry Company.
Okay, I teased before we went into the top of the hour. I've got a great idea. Rob, if you're listening, you took a great picture of yourself. I need you to take a really good close-up selfie, full face, that with the big smile, and post it on to Carter's Twitter page and to your own, and let's let the Photoshoppers have at it. Take it and put grill, because you know he's gonna want to know what it's gonna look like.
Yeah,
you know, and so get creative, get outrageous. Let's see what he looks like, what Rob looks like with the grill. Yeah, put that really good picture up on the Twitter page. Let him download it. I'll even take a crack at it. You know, I've got my degree in graphic design, so I'll put that to great use. I can't think of a better purpose.
Well, go right on ahead. You know what's interesting? So Mark Ryan and I don't agree on anything. And it's interesting because Mark was the one that initially hired me to fill in for his show. Well, he didn't hire me. He was the one that recommended me to y'all's higher-ups, and
right.
I really appreciate that. But we legit don't agree on anything. And this is probably our biggest disagreement here. So I go to the photo, and I didn't see this until right now live on the air. So this is a golden opportunity, pun intended. No, this is a golden opportunity for Rob Brown to get the gold Alvin Kamara grill. He's a Saints fan. In the actual hospital selfie, he's not only wearing a Saints polo, he's wearing a Saints hat. And guess what Mark Ryan says right under the photo? Okay, Chris, this is what bothers me. Because Mark is getting a little too basic here. He said, dude, I gotta say, I kinda like the hockey grill. He believes Rob should keep the two chipped teeth.
It's a badge of honor.
Come on.
Yeah, he's looking at it as a badge of honor. That's what he's thinking about, you know?
Okay. I don't know Rob's marital status or if he's dating anyone right now. I don't want to get into that. But I will say this. For all the lovely ladies that are listening to this today, would you rather date a man with two chipped front teeth or a man with a fresh-plated Johnny Dang TVJohnny.net $300 diamond and gold-plated grill? I'm telling you, ladies love the grill. That's why Nelly did the song. Let me see your grill. You want to see my what? Yeah. So, tell me this, Rob. Tell me this, Chris. If you were in Rob's position, would you keep the two chipped teeth or would you go gold grill?
So, it's either or. There's no in between. It's just
no in between.
No in between. Oh, wow. I don't know. I guess I would have to go with the grill. I would have to.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to be a part of the tough topics that we talk about and the the important trending things that keeps everybody up to date as to what's going on. I honestly do. I'm being sarcastic, but I love this.
Exactly. So here's the thing. All right, I just got a tweet. Someone matched our dollar donation.
Sweet.
For the
Rob
Brown.
We're up to three.
We're up to three. All we have to do is get to 10. And then I'm getting the $9.99 Amazon.com Top Grills. Let me give you the full name here, okay? The Top Grills 18K Plated Gold Grills Teeth Grills for Men and Women Iced Out Hip Hop Poker Diamond Top and Bottom Face Grills for Teeth. That is the exact title on the Amazon site. Fully SEO optimized. No commas, no spaces. He did put one and sign in there. Ooh, look, we can get the hustler. Oh, these actually spell out the word hustler in diamond.
That's it.
Rob, I got you, man. I got you. Oh, boy. Anyway, let's get into some actual football really quickly. So, this South Carolina quarterback battle is going to destroy my soul, okay? It's going to destroy me. What is going to happen with Luke Doty? So this is Mike Bobo talking about Luke Doty, the four-star, five-star, however you want to rate him, true freshman. And he said that Doty at times tried to take on too much from a playbook standpoint in terms of which plays he's comfortable with at this point. I like that out of a quarterback. You want to know what Joe Burrow did as a Cincinnati Bengals quarterback? And I know he didn't throw for a touchdown, but anyone that watched that game saw that the game wasn't too fast for him. Joe Burrow was ahead of his own coaching staff when it comes to understanding the playbook. So a lot of people took this as Luke Doty taking a step back. That's the exact opposite. This shows me that this kid wants to be the starting quarterback now. Now, here's what's fascinating about Joe Burrow. And this is what's going to change the course of college football. Because he really did. Because we've never seen a quarterback go from pure pedestrian to all-time great in the course of a year. But now we know that it can happen. Think about every other great college quarterback that there's ever been. They showed flashes before they took that big step, or they were just obscenely great their first year. Perfect example, Cam Newton. He was just obscenely great his first year. Kyler Murray was obscenely great his first year. Baker Mayfield. Basically the same thing. Andrew Luck. So you know who the biggest winner of Joe Burrow being great actually is? Well, it's Ryan Helinski. Because when you watched Helinski play last year, did any of you South Carolina fans say to yourself, hey, that guy, that dude, oh yeah, that's our quarterback of the future. You never said that. You never said that watching him play. And we can have a discussion about the coaching staff, play calling, and whatnot. But Ryan Helinski, in 11 games, threw for 11 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. And not only that, 214 yards, 36 attempts per game. So if you do a yards per attempt, 5.94 yards per attempt. So 6 yards per attempt, you want that number to be a little bit closer to 7. It's not horrible. It's not great. But because Joe Burrow was Joe Burrow, and because Clemson did make a change in their offensive coaching staff, guess what? Ryan Helinski's going to win this job, and he's going to get the opportunity to be the guy. So why is that important? It's very important. Because if you were to ask me which guy who I want to be the South Carolina quarterback, and there's a huge debate over who actually is the best option at South Carolina to be the starter, I would probably say Ryan Helinski. And I know Luke Doty's probably number three because he is a true freshman, and Colin Hill, the transfer from Colorado State. But I would give Ryan Helinski that opportunity simply because of what we saw from Joe Burrow last year. Because Joe Burrow didn't even throw for 3,000 yards as a junior. Do you want to know how many SEC quarterbacks threw for 3,000 yards Joe Burrow's junior year? Six. Half the SEC. So who's to say Ryan Helinski won't take a step forward? Now, he's not going to have a Joe Burrow type of year. I feel pretty comfortable saying that. But with the year of experience, with horrible coaching, bad pass protection, non-optimal play calling, you got to roll him out there again, especially with the SEC experience. Now, what's fascinating is that Colin Hill has SEC experience too, because Colorado State obviously plays their non-conference games against some Power 5 schools. But still, Ryan Helinski should be the starter. And I know the battle is continuing, and South Carolina probably won't officially announce a starter to keep Tennessee guessing. But Helinski's going to be the guy. Now, how will his weapons perform? How will his pass protection become? What's the offense even going to look like? Those are all big questions. But as I promised earlier in the show, I'm going to give you three storylines that I think we should be saying more about South Carolina. Because to me, there's one kid we've not talked nearly enough about. So starting off with my number one story, how will the true freshman perform? Now, yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about Jordan Birch. And obviously Marshawn Lloyd is out of the equation with his injury. Luke Doty, we've already spoken a lot about him. But those are the three highest rated freshmen that South Carolina officially has on their roster. What about Rico Powers Jr.? What about Jaheim Bell, Eric Shaw, Muhammad Kaba? My number one story for South Carolina that not a lot of people are talking about are the freshmen that not a lot of people are talking about. Because obviously the three top freshmen have taken up all the storylines. Can someone else in this class, which, by the way, is one of Will Muschamp's better classes, nationally ranked 19th, can he get some production out of those freshmen? My number two story is not necessarily Mike Bobo, but Mike Bobo's play calling. Will it be run centric? Will it be pass centric? Will it feature end arounds? A lot of my favorite South Carolina offenses, and you can go from Alshon Jeffrey to Debo or whatever, featured a lot of pre-snap motion. I love pre-snap motion. How much of that's going to be involved? So My number two story is not necessarily Mike Bobo and his relationship with the quarterbacks or whatnot. My number two story, what will the offense look like specifically? And then my number three story, which has always been kind of sort of weird at South Carolina, special teams. The return game has always been huge for the Gamecocks, but can they get consistent special teams play? Because they're going to be in a lot of close games this year. We got Delvin on the line. We'll get to his call in just a moment. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. It's Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Taking your calls today at 844-477-3776. We go to Delvin. What's up, Big D?
What's up, man?
Hey, tell me what's good, man. I know you're a big South Carolina fan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, a couple things. Like you said, you're talking storylines. A couple for me is the skills position, losing Lord at running back, and who your Rob Sue's going to be. What do you think about that? And I want to get your opinion on this, your honest opinion. Do you think Carl Hill got a shot at starting quarterback, or you think they just all coach speed? Because a lot of people are saying that he really do got a shot. He'll be the starter quarterback against Tennessee.
My man, Delvin, thanks for the call. So let's start with the Colin Hill thing. I think he does have a shot to win the job because he was in Mike Bobo's offense last year. He's a Colorado State transfer. That's why he transferred. This is his big Division I opportunity. So, yeah, I do believe he does have a real shot to be the starter. I don't think it's just coach speak, but I do think at the back of their heads that they're going to roll out there Ryan Helinski. Now, skill positions is weird because oftentimes, especially with the pandemic, I say roll with the guys that have been with you for years, the guys that you're most comfortable throwing to. Well, you know, watching the limited amount of South Carolina film from last year that I've done, really only Brian Edwards stood out on that film. That's the only player. And obviously we know his injury history. So, you know, is it Xavier Leggett? Is it Josh Van? I mean, I don't know who actually are going to be those guys that step up. Obviously a lot of you are excited about Marshawn Lloyd. The injury happens. Rico Powers Jr. is an interesting player. But what happens to me, and I see this all the time in college football, where so much focus is put on the skill position players. Who are the guys going to be that can get open? And let me tell you what. It's very, very important, okay, that you got to have guys that can separate and create opportunities. I totally get that. But the best way for a college football offense to work, and the best way for an NFL offense to work, is for plays not to be designed for any certain player. You see, there's been a change in how college football is played. Defenses are so smart now that they pretty much know everything that's going to come to them. They know what play is going to be run just by looking at the set. Now, a lot of you, especially for us on the East Coast, the only Monday Night Football game we were able to watch was that first game, Dallas versus the Giants. And you go look at the box score from that game. And trust me, this has a lot to do with South Carolina. I'm going to tie it all together. But go back and look at the box score. And this blew me away. Saquon Barkley, top five running back in the NFL. His rushing yards last night, 15 carries for 6 yards. Now, how in the world could Saquon Barkley average 0.4 yards per carry? Is that a Saquon Barkley problem? No. It's a coaching problem. Jason Garrett is old school. He likes to run old-fashioned sets, which gives away the play to the defense before they're actually even run. Defensive players are faster and smarter than they've ever been. When you put two tight ends in a wide receiver position and motion them inside, the defensive players know you're about to hand the football off to Saquon Barkley. So when you see someone that's a supreme talent go 15 carries for 6 yards, that means the other team knows what plays you're going to run. And number two, that means you're force-feeding the ball to a player. Now, this goes back to the Marshawn Lattimore days. But back even then, you could feed a running back 30 or 40 times and win a lot of football games. Nowadays, you can't do that. The defenses are way too fast at the SEC level. So what Mike Bobo needs to do with this offense is run it like an offense that allows the quarterback to decide what to do with the football. Because oftentimes, football players are designed for a quarterback to throw to the Z receiver or the Y receiver. The offenses that actually work now the Chiefs, the Ravens, those offenses that actually work that's because defenses don't know what's coming. And it makes it a lot easier for offenses to figure out what to do with the football. It doesn't allow you to force the football to anybody in particular. So when you do that, so that's why I love offenses that keep you guessing. The Lamar Jackson offense. You don't know which way the football is going to be run. If you go watch their sets, you don't know which way Mark Ingram's going to go. You don't know which way Lamar Jackson's going to go. So this has been a problem for me with the Will Muschamp staff. And I have no problem with their staff. I like the Mike Bobo hire. But philosophically, you got to make one macro decision before you make micro decisions. The macro decision you have to make as an offense is that we're going to allow the quarterback to decide what to do with the football. Sometimes you can't just design a play, ball goes to the first read, and everything's rosy. Defensive coordinators disguise their coverages way too good in the SEC. You got Jeremy Pruitt in week one. There's a reason why they hired him from Alabama. The guy knows how to coach a defense. And then in week two, you have Florida. And Florida lost C.J. Henderson, who was pretty daggum good his first week as a Jaguar corner. And they lost some really good defensive linemen, but Florida is always going to be good defensively. And then you have LSU, and then you have Auburn in your first five games. The only way that you can run offense now in the NFL is by disguising your plays and letting the quarterback decide what to do with the football. So, that's the bottom line. Don't think that the offense has to run through just one person. The first thing you need to do before you do anything else is tell the offense that, hey, whoever the quarterback's going to be, he's going to throw to the open guy. That's the big thing. So we appreciate that call, Delvin. I'm sorry, cut out there. A little bit of a power surge. All good. Moving on here to, let's see. This is a tweet that came in from Jonathan. To me, the biggest question mark for South Carolina is the offensive line. Good point. Now, when I was on the air last time, they announced who the center was going to be for South Carolina, and his name slips my mind. But ultimately, and I really do believe this now, college football pass protection has as much to do with the quarterback as it has to do with the offensive line. How quickly can he get the football out? Can he manipulate the pocket? Can he step up in the pocket to evade rush? Can he run for a first down? Can he throw a screen? Can he throw it to the left? Can he throw it to the right? Can he throw it out of bounds to avoid a sack? That has as much to do with pass protection as it does with the pass protection itself. So, to me, I think South Carolina's offense is going to be better, but if they let Ryan Helinski decide what to do with the football, they would be even more better off. More better off? Is that the way to say it? Anyway, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. We'll update the Rob Brown Grill Fund. It's all coming up on Upstart.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, Upstate? Ooh, man, the Rob Brown Grill Fund has hit a wall. We only have $3 so far, Chris, and I don't know if we're gonna get to the $9.99 by the end of the show.
I think we'll get there.
I know. That's all we got. I still got it pulled up on Amazon.com. So
I can move some stuff from checking to savings or something like that. Yeah, we can make this happen.
We can put out a loan. I mean, come on, what is $9? That's three boxes of 2-count Hot Pockets. Wait, Chris, this just dawned on me. But this I don't know why this is so funny, but do Hot Pockets only come in 2 counts?
No, I think they have. I can't tell you the last time I bought a Hot Pocket. I think they come in multi-packs of, 8 maybe. I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
Oh, my God. So, Chris, if you can, this is super important sports talk hashtag radio.
Sure.
I need you to Google if Hot Pockets only come in 2 counts. Because I can't think of any other food item that only comes in 2 counts. So, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you normally get them in 2 counts, but, there's king size, there's 4 packs, there's 16 packs, there's Reese's Pieces. So,
okay, I'm looking here, and the most of, you know, they got pizza pockets, and that's a different thing.
Right.
But the majority that I can tell of the Hot Pockets only come in twos.
Why? Like, that
well,
is...
Wait a minute. I have a 5-value pack Hot Pocket here. Pepperoni pizza Hot Pocket comes in a packet of 5. That's the only one I see. There's a breakfast one that comes in 5, too. Okay.
That,
wow.
That kind of bothers me, though, because it goes from 2 to 5. Why not 2 to 4? Why would it go 2 to 5? Why not just be easy? Go from divisible number to another divisible number.
I don't know.
Instead, it goes from composite number to prime number. We're getting all algebraic here.
Because everyone eats 2. Your buddy eats 2. And then you got your other friend who's only going to get 1.
God.
So when you're entertaining, Hot Pockets should consider that.
I know. I have a problem. We need to get Jim Gaffigan on the line. He feels like...
he is the expert.
He is the expert Hot Pocket guy. And I look up to Jim Gaffigan. But, you know, as a stand-up comedian, I'm still angry now that I can't do a Hot Pocket joke because Gaffigan's already done it. But I am going to... my next show is October 10th in a small theater in Arkansas. I'm going to do the entire 20-minute set on how much it bothers me that Hot Pockets only come in 2 and 5 counts. It should go from 2 to 4 to 10 value pack. Not 2 to 5. 2 to 5, that just bothers me. Anyway, moving along here. Michael El Pato says that the nickname when Rob Brown gets his grill, his new nickname should be Paul Fell Into the Wall. Now that is just great. That is just fantastic. That is showing me that you listeners of Upstate Nation know who Paul Wall is, and you also know how to make a good pun. So I like that. 1-844-477-3776. So I was really, really enjoying looking at some SEC projections. And I keep going back to South Carolina's win projection. And if you're sitting there and you're wondering, hey, how many games can South Carolina legitimately win? I always want to remind listeners that college football in particular is very, very unique because the only thing that really matters is your talent. Not your coaching, your talent. Do you have enough talent? Now, obviously, the coaching comes along with it. I believe offenses should allow their quarterbacks to have more autonomy. But to me, more important than coaching, and right there behind talent, is scheduling. To me, scheduling is more important than coaching. And I'm not sure if Will Muschamp is a talented enough coach to overcome South Carolina's schedule. Now, he's a good enough recruiter, and he obviously knows how to coach defense. But always remember, if you have a schedule that gets easier in the back half, that's not necessarily a good thing. Because you play such few games, every loss in college football has such significant importance. So, South Carolina, week one against Tennessee, that game is up in the air. The game is in Williams-Brice. I would have probably Tennessee as a slight favorite, but that's a coin flip game. But let's say you lose that game. The next week, you have to travel to Florida to play the Gators in the Swamp. You're probably not going to win that football game. Now, unless you've ever been in a college football locker room, when you start 0-2, especially when you start 0-2 with the coaching staff that's been there for a while, some players begin to lose focus. They begin to lose belief. They begin to lose self-confidence. So not only are they not believing in their coaching staff, they're not also believing in themselves, which could be a reputation, an equation for disaster. So I look at that schedule and I'm like, I don't know. It's up in the air for me if South Carolina can go 2-3 in those first five games. And then after your bye week, you play Texas A&M, a school since you've been playing them every year has beaten you six consecutive years. So you very well could start the season, more than half of your season, 2-4 or 1-5. And if that were to happen, that's when people begin to stop believing. So I'm hoping for the best for South Carolina. I really do believe that week one game is huge. If you beat Tennessee, I believe you have the locker room for the rest of the year. If you lose to Tennessee, and then you lose to Florida, you're 0-2. So now put yourself in the shoulder pads or the cleats of the players. So you're 0-2, and you very well know that if you go to Nashville, Tennessee, and lose to Vanderbilt, the season is practically over. Will Muschamp's seat would be the hottest seat in college football, even with the hotshot recruiting class, even with the five-star QB in 2022. That seat becomes scorching. So week one against Tennessee is so huge. More of your tweets coming up, plus grill updates. I'm keeping them coming. It's Upstate. Alrighty, we're back on Upstate. So I just got a few tweets from listeners in the area. And, this was about, okay, I was wondering what was happening. About things being sold in twos, right? So we have figured out that Hot Pockets are not only sold in two, but in fives, a five pack. So Michael, our boy El Pato Stacks on Twitter, says Twix are sold in twos. But aren't there, Chris, king size Twix that are sold in fours?
All right, hang on. I'm going to find that out. I know Kit Kats do.
Like Kit Kats are sold in twos?
They're sold in fours, but they have a king size. I know they go king size, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then Michael also said Jimmy Dean sausage biscuits. Okay, let me Google this real quick.
Yes,
Jimmy
Twix Dean's does a king size. Yes, they do. I'm looking at
okay,
it.
And then how many comes in that king size?
Four.
Okay, so
see, that
El
makes
Pato.
Sense.
And then look, I just Googled sausage biscuits. You can get them in a family pack, a 12 count, for $17. And their base package actually comes in a 4 count. It also comes in an 8 count and a 20 count.
Makes
what
sense.
Kind of human being is buying 20 Jimmy Dean sausage biscuits all at the same time?
Well, you got to feed your crew sometimes.
I mean, I can get it if you're John and Kate plus eight.
If they're frozen, you eat two a day, just throw them in there, last you a couple of weeks. Mm.
So this happened, and it's going viral on the interwebs. Now, sometimes stuff that happens on Twitter doesn't translate to radio, but apparently a lot of you have really enjoyed the Rob Brown Golden Grill updates. We're still at $3.
They haven't enjoyed it enough to match that dollar.
I know.
What's up?
So Chris has given a dollar, I've given a dollar, and I'm trying to remember. I don't want to go through my tweets again. But anyway, this actually happened. So there's a video going viral right now of the Nebraska president, Tom Carter. Is that his name? Let me see. Ted Carter. Okay. Nevertheless, he was on a hot mic. And on the hot mic, he said that the Big Ten is going to announce later that there will be college football. And on the hot mic, he wasn't intentionally trying to say it. And then right after the hot mic incident, he goes to his phone and he's reading the tweets. You could see him with the disgruntled look on his face, knowing that he's going viral on the interwebs because he said something on a hot mic. Now, for those that don't know, and Chris, you're the radio veteran, so I'm going to let you explain to the audience what a hot mic incident is.
All right.
Go right on ahead, Chris.
So when you're out doing a remote broadcast or a live show from somewhere, kind of like what we're doing here, and you go maybe to a commercial break, and the technician may leave the mic up and on, and you may say something inappropriate, something that you can't say on radio and television, or something that you did not want the world to know personally about yourself, and that is making some sort of blunder over a hot mic. It just means that it's on, and it's really kind of not supposed to be.
So I'm about to give you ESPN upstaters, Spartanburgians, I need you to listen closely, because this is going to help you go a long way in life. There is no such thing as a hot mic incident anymore in 2020. Because everywhere you go, there's a hot mic. Google is listening to everything that you do. Amazon, all you guys know that. So somebody out there is listening to you, whether they want to or they not. And if that's not enough, everybody has a camera phone. So if you berate a store employee, call them a bad name, guess what? Someone's filming you. So the truth about hot mic incidents, and as much as a lot of you feel uncomfortable about this, this is the world we live in now. Everywhere we go, there's a camera. Everywhere we go, someone's recording you. So yes, the Nebraska president, Ted Carter, was at the podium, and away from the podium, whispering to somebody else, he told him that the Big Ten announcement is coming tonight. And because it was a hot mic, the TV station was able to pick up the audio, and obviously the clip is going viral. This is a good pro tip for everyone. Everywhere is a hot mic. Don't say anything stupid or something that you would regret out loud, because somebody's recording it, whether or not you like it. In fact, you know, whenever you type something into Facebook and then you even delete that before you actually post it, Facebook already recorded that. I'm dead serious. It's kind of scary. Coming up next, hour number 3, the one quote that stood out the most from Dabo. It's Upstart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.